I'm Chris.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Alex.
All right, folks. Are we here? Are we ready? Chris is gone. We've lost Chris. He's gone. We don't need him. Get out of here, Chris. Okay, here we are, folks. Woodglue Dads and Uncle Travy.
I was turning the heat down. It was way too hot in here.
Oh, okay. It was a bit hot in here.
Steamy.
Okay. Well, here we are. You know, we got Chris and Dan and Travis. Travis, how's it going? We kidnapped you again. Brought you back.
I actually came by to turn the heat up for them, and I see you don't appreciate that.
It's I love that you have these random excuses every week. Yeah, I think you just want to be here. How often do you come when we're not here?
Oh, like every day at least, a couple times.
Basically, you just come by every night.
If there's no cars in the driveway, I just speed away.
Make a ham sandwich and leave. That's what I do. Yeah. You guys don't come over here for ham sandwiches?
Don't you come over here for his hard-boiled eggs?
No. Ham sandwiches. I mean, one of these days, Dan will learn how the microphones work.
It's okay.
I need to get a headset. And just,
we're only 15 weeks into this thing.
I mean, we're almost professional podcasters.
What is that, a third of the year?
I don't even know.
Almost?
That's not how that works, no, but, just, you know. Anyways, here we are.
What do you mean that's not how that works?
13 weeks?
No, this is the 15th episode.
That's still not that.
52?
A third.
52 weeks
still
of
not,
a year. Would be 45 total.
I said almost a third. So we're
I said almost.
You're dealing with two people that are very literal when it comes to numbers, so you got to be careful with your proclamations and such. Okay, anyways, well, we've really got off track here already. So we got some topics. We got some great topics today.
To be clear, it's 28.8%.
Oh, gosh, Dan, what? That's such a Dan thing. Get out of here.
20.8%.
28.8%.
We're 28.8% away through the year.
All right. So we're closer to a quarter than a third?
Yes.
Once this price is right and rules. Yeah.
Which it should be.
All right. So we've been doing this for 3 months.
Okay. We've got to the bottom of it. Now that that's settled, shall we get into a topic?
Huh? Please.
Huh? Let's do it.
Yes.
Okay, I gotta hit the button. I forgot to hit the button. Sorry, guys.
Are we recording?
No.
We're not recording. We'll start after this. Just scrub it all. you guys, I think this maybe happens a little bit more to you guys a little bit. I think we talked about this when we were talking about maybe like Hobby Lobby or something, where you like go and look at stuff and you're like, oh, I can make that. Have you seen those videos where you're walking through the store with your wife or significant other and you're like, ah, I don't want to buy that. I can just make that.
Exactly.
It's a bit of a conundrum, I think. Not necessarily for me, because I slant on the opposite end where it's just like, ugh, I could just buy that.
You are the rich one of us.
Yes.
Alex one.
Definitely.
No. Debatable. Rich heart, maybe, because I'm jovial. But do you guys ever, because I feel like you guys are even, you know, all three of you, Travis is up and coming, but I think talented woodworkers. Do you ever look at something and you're like, why would I spend $50 on that? I could just make that.
I could make that and spend $100. Yeah.
I feel like Travis's thing is like, there is a science fair volcano. Why buy that? I can make that, Mr. Sciencey.
That is a dumb analogy.
That's a big reach.
Do
you make a lot of science fair volcanoes?
No, I never did.
Because he's Sciencey Travis. Like, well, I'm not going to buy that. I'm going to make it.
Okay.
What brought me back into woodworking is actually one of these scenarios.
Oh, no kidding.
Where I saw a headboard online. It was, I don't know, $900 maybe. And I had that like, oh, I can make that.
Uh-huh.
And so then everything I have been doing has been leading up to me going to be able to make this headboard.
Oh my gosh.
So how many tools have you bought?
Right. So instead of buying a $900 headboard, you spent how many thousands on the tools?
Not so far. That, yeah,
No.
Table saw, miter saw, dust collection system.
I have been
judicious, almost, you know, frugal.
I have been frugal in this. And anything.
That's why it's been 3 years.
Yeah, it's been longer than that. Any tool that I've gotten, I actually ask from my parents for my birthday.
Okay.
So I actually haven't spent that much yet.
Nice.
Yeah.
Your dust collector is probably going to be your most expensive endeavor.
It is literally the most expensive thing
I've bought for a wood shop. A couple $100.
And some steaks.
Okay.
Nice.
I did go good on the steaks, I think.
But that's a good example where it's like, it's expensive enough that you're like, dang, that's a lot of money. It's just a headboard. Like, can't I just make a headboard, right? That makes sense. I can understand that.
This is always something that I did want to come back to in my life, but that is that thing that I was like, you know what? Mm-hmm. I can do that. I can make that.
Yeah. I made our headboard, and it's been, I don't know.
That's funny. I actually should have. I made a headboard. It should have actually been on our last episode talking about Project Fails, because I thought, like, I could make a fancy leather headboard with the little buttons and everything. Like,
yeah.
Turns out, like, it's a little bit hard to put buttons on a thing. Like, I didn't even have any clue what I was doing.
We made a headboard as well, but we skipped the buttons.
Yeah, and I was like, well, I can put, like, a staple, and I could thread the button through the staple. I didn't even know what I was doing. I had no clue.
Mine's all out of cedar.
The buttons fell off.
It's pretty.
Pretty quick.
And it's been up there for, 7 or 8 years, too.
Oh, nice.
Since we first moved in here, that's when I built it.
Nice. I feel like you a lot of times you got to be of that mindset where you can just make stuff. You're pretty...
Yeah, but then it ends up on the burn pile.
Didn't you make your bed frame, too?
Yeah, the bed frame and the... Anyway, it was a whole headboard, footboard, bed frame thing. And so now we got rid of all that, though, and now it's just the headboard attached to the wall to make it look like a...
Whatever. Why'd you get rid of the other stuff?
Because our room isn't very big, and so it was just too big.
Unnecessarily bulky.
Yeah. I mean, the headboard and the footboard match. It was nice.
Do you guys ever, at any point in life... This is definitely a tangent with Alex's situation.
Is this your first one?
I think so.
No, he had one a couple weeks ago.
I've never... What did you say?
What?
TWA. Tangent with on.
So dumb. Yeah, that is fair. Now I just want to make fun of Dan the whole time. Have you ever at any point in your life just liked the bed on the ground thing? Sleeping low to the ground?
Oh, yeah.
Has that been a thing?
We've did that for a long time.
I really kind of want to go back to that.
It's nice.
I feel like as an adult, can you do that, though?
Yes. We had a bulldog who could not jump on the bed. And so she would just pace back and forth and cry. And then as she got older, she couldn't jump on the bed anymore. So we put the bed on the floor.
Yeah. Dan, have you ever done this?
When our kids were transitioning to larger beds, we put their beds on the floor.
Yeah, well, that doesn't count. I was talking about you. Yeah. You've never been a low to the ground bed.
Maybe
person?
Like in the first couple of days of us moving.
I prefer the mattress on the ground.
It's been a long time since I've done it, but I liked it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why I thought about it. I thought about when you got rid of the bed frame. I was like, oh, I wondered if you put it on the floor.
Yeah, we did. And then we finally just recently got a whatever, just a cheap
little regular metal frame.
Metal
thing.
Frame. Mm-hmm. But that way you can slide crap underneath. So you open up more storage space.
Yeah, that's true. Tuck stuff under there. That makes sense.
But then, we had a box spring, a mattress, and we got one of those Costco inflatable ones. Mm-hmm. Or I don't know whatever they are. And so then we had all of that stacked on the floor. And so it was like the height of
normal. It was still
pretty
tall.
And then we had all three of those on a bed frame. And it was...
Oh, geez.
Like you had to jump up in the bed.
Straight up fall. You'd fall and break your neck out of that thing.
Very aggressive.
Nice. But, nice. Well, I feel like, Dan, you are of the type where you would want to make stuff. I mean, I feel like you'd look at something and you're like, I can make... Because you make stuff all the time.
Like cutting boards?
Yeah, cutting boards. Like, I don't expect you to actually buy a cutting board. Have you bought a cutting board recently?
No. We've had, like, those plastic ones before. But
That
was before we got into woodworking.
That was in the before.
Yeah.
The before times.
Okay, the before times.
Oh, fun fact. My wife asked me to make a small cutting board so we didn't have to bust out.
That she could actually fit the dishwasher.
No. One that's smaller that takes up, I want custom cheese. So I'm going to make a small
Don't you have, like, a pull-out cutting board? Don't you have a pull-out cutting board?
Yeah, we don't use that.
Why?
Well, one, it's in a very awkward spot for us. And then two, it's just looks janky. And
why haven't you made a new one?
It's an awkward spot for us. We actually use it when we're doing orders. We put the laptop on top and as we prep stuff. So it's more of like a prep table.
Why don't you install another one somewhere more convenient? It's not that hard to do.
Yeah, we don't want those.
Hmm. Huh. Okay.
I have made those for others, just not for us.
Yeah. Hmm.
Interesting. So I feel like we're a little bit split on this. Mostly, we like to tackle projects for the most part.
Yeah, I think there's always my wife's finally got to the point where it's like, should I wait for my husband to make this? Or should I just go buy it because it might take him too long to make it?
Right. How quickly does she actually want it?
That's a good consideration.
Right. Have you made your bike racks yet since we talked about a couple weeks ago?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Still in progress.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Fair enough.
Did you get rid of your canoes yet?
No, kayaks. Still got the canoes and kayaks.
Mm. Okay. Cool. Okay. So that's great. That's fantastic. I got a lot of reward and value out of that segment. But we've talked about a lot about like what current projects we're working on, like what we're in the middle of, what things we finished. But we actually thought we'd talk a little bit about what projects we have coming up. So what's kind of in the hopper? What are things that we're excited to start working on soon we could share with you guys?
Dan, is that a wrestling timer clock up there?
Yes.
Dan is distracted by the decor in Chris's house, apparently.
I have a big one. I have a 4-foot square one, too.
Oh, that's not surprising.
Do you want to take that one with you? You can set it up in the room for the kids.
I think our next wrestling match should be with one of those.
But with the big one, though. It's, you know, with the big white one with the big hands. You know, little,
yeah. Who's going to be the judge?
You.
You.
You're most impartial.
Okay. I kind of know
because
the rules.
Alex would pick me. Travis went to wrestling practice. I convinced him to come to wrestling practice one day. One day he came.
Yeah, he you know what happened?
For one day.
We started running laps for a warm-up, and we never stopped.
It's wrestling.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I was just, I gave it a try. I gave it a day.
He came out for a day.
I didn't like it.
A solid day. Okay, well, we somehow got on high school wrestling with Chris and Travis.
Well, Dan was pointing out the timer.
Okay.
Brings back some good memories.
For those that have not been up inside Chris's house, he apparently has a wrestling timer on his shelf. So there he is. There's that. How exciting.
I'm making weigh-in on that scale over there. We can each put one foot on it.
Oh, we're going to do weigh-ins and everything?
Yes.
Please don't
on
do
the
nude
truck
weigh-ins.
Do I have
to cut weight? Like, is that a thing?
You're the guy that's going to be in my corner rooting for me because we already know you think I can win.
Oh, I'll be a cut, man. Yeah.
Well, you lost last time.
But because I didn't realize we were going 120%. That's why when we lightsabered,
do it right, why do it at all?
That's why when we lightsabered last month, I went 120% because I knew.
You still lost, though. I mean,
I did not lose the lightsaber fight.
No, the wrestling, you still lost. You can't erase that from the record books.
Fine.
I'll get freshened up on the rules. I'll get ready to judge this.
We'll wrestle again.
I want a fair fight.
Go 120%.
Yeah.
And Dan won't be able to walk for a week.
We wrestle in my bachelor party, too.
Wait, where were we? Where are we?
Who won that one?
What were we talking? What?
We're talking about upcoming projects.
You had a bachelor party?
Apparently, wrestling.
You were there.
So Danny won twice, is what we're saying.
No.
We wrestled three that I remember.
Who won that one?
Dan's on the
So Danny's 3-0.
No, I think Chris won the first one for sure.
I don't remember the first.
You don't remember the first two?
Two. No.
Well, you won one of them, so you should have that. Well,
I don't think right, one I don't two. Think wrestling is an upcoming project. Maybe it is. We'll see.
Well, they got to start working out.
This should be the start of our TikTok.
I've got some singlets.
Can do yourself in.
Do you seriously have a singlet?
I have three or four.
Oh my god! Why do you have them?
Why not?
The first time my wife and I came over to their house for like a game night, he walks out in a singlet.
Are you serious?
This is a Chris move that he does. Yeah, it's his introduction to the new couples.
Like, hey guys,
remind me to never bring Amy back over here.
This is my singlet.
Okay, so no on the game nights. Okay, well, we are really on point here. So, Chris, do you have any projects coming up? Anything exciting? I saw the log truck out front.
Yeah, the log truck. That's not my hobby, unfortunately, which would be kind of fun. I'm thinking about, I don't know if I should start it now or if I should wait until next winter. But I think I finally have all the parts to start building a sawmill. Finally.
Yeah, but I'd say, so my put, that's cool. That'd be sweet to have. But if you made it, would you actually be able to use it now? Because you're pretty busy soon.
That's the thing. It's like, if I build it now, it's like.
You're not even be able to use it.
Yeah. But I've, acquisited all the parts and it's ready to.
Where are you going to put it?
Yeah, where is it going to live?
I don't know. I haven't got that far. Somewhere close to electricity because it's going to be an electric sawmill. So it'll be quiet so I don't have to hear a motor running all the time.
Okay.
But at least near your actual wood shop?
Probably. Along the side of it.
Huh.
Somewhere where I can get to it with the forklift to load logs onto it and stuff. I'm not doing any of that by hand. That's too much work.
Was it just going to be like a chainsaw on a rail?
No. It's going to be a bandsaw on a rail.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And it can like slide up and down the rail?
Yes.
Huh.
I already have all that stuff lined up.
So you got it all. Well, I guess if you've got all the stuff, then why not just put it together?
I know I should.
He's too busy making barbecues.
Yeah. I haven't made a barbecue in at least a month. Okay.
Yeah. Fair enough. There's no metal left in Albany.
I need to acquire some more metal because.
Hey,
I,
shout out to our buddies in Michigan. Can you ship us some metal for some more barbecues?
Don't you guys make metal there, or is that farther south?
I'm not really. Is there somewhere known for making metal?
Losing. Yes, I think we're losing our Michigan listeners after the last few episodes.
At least we haven't talked about the
We love our Michigan people.
Yeah.
What's the workplace? What's known for making metal? Is that like, a place?
West Virginia.
A state? A metal state?
West Virginia? No, I don't know. Where is it? Isn't there somewhere down?
Like Pennsylvania, though.
Pennsylvania, yeah.
Like
Pennsylvania. That was like for chocolate. That area. I don't know.
Hershey's, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
That's Michigan Steel's a manufacturing company.
Hey, shout out.
Are they in?
Well, it could be Michigan for like, could be Detroit making cars. I don't know.
So, fun fact, there's a place, not Harbor Freight, but Harbor Steel.
What?
Yeah, maybe some discount steel there.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so upcoming projects. I don't know. I'm trying to decide if I should tackle the mill or save it till next year. Travis, how about you?
My upcoming projects?
Yes.
I am still working on the Little Fever Library. I only get a few hours a week to really put into it.
How about the bookshelf?
Bookshelf?
Aren't you working on a bookshelf? Didn't you talk about that a couple episodes ago?
Didn't he just literally say Little Free Library? Is that what you...
I thought you were working on like a built-in bookshelf thing.
The next, down the line, I want to do a headboard.
I thought it was a headboard. We were talking about a headboard, not a bookshelf.
You texted me something about a shelf, and he went wood shopping. Man, I'm way off base. Please ignore me.
Was it for the little the library?
No. I
thought it has books, and there's a shelf.
All right, forgive me.
There is a shelf in the Little Free Library.
There is. Okay. It's going to be really nice, too.
Oh, my gosh. Dan is just, I don't know, he's all over the map.
I apologize.
You know, apology accepted.
I'm also searching my messages right now to figure out what the heck you were talking about when you told me.
While you're perusing your messages, you got any project going on, Dan?
Yeah, so...
not going on.
Oh, sorry. Planning my apologies. On. Planning on doing, like, way different, such a different topic coming up.
I'm working on making a... going all out on that small cutting board for my wife. I'm not talking, like, standard little thing. I'm going all out. You could put something new. In the process.
It's like plastic, maybe.
That reminds me of another project I'm going to work on. I got some American chestnut slabs a little while back.
Ooh.
And they're like dining table sized. And I really want to make some concrete legs for it.
Why concrete?
Just to look. I showed Travis a picture of it.
Mm-hmm. It looks pretty cool.
I mean, the slabs are awesome, but like, yeah. Why concrete?
It's just the style. I mean, if the legs don't work out, then I can just...
Where were you going to put it?
I don't know. It's like the barbecue. It's like,
I love that as the first follow-up question for every project.
Where are you going to put it? What are you going to do with it? I don't know.
No idea. I don't know.
Not sure.
I have no idea. But I just want to see if I can do it or not. That's the thing. It's like, you know, if the legs don't look good, then I also want to make some legs on the CNC machine, plasma. Make some metal legs, you know?
That would look cool.
Architectural, like, make them look whatever. But, if the concrete doesn't work out, we'll go with that. Thanks for helping unload that concrete, by the way, Travis.
You're welcome. I still have, I got some calluses on my hand, my frail keyboard hands.
Yeah, I know.
The concrete is still sitting in the shop from a few weeks ago, so you know.
I know that life. The keyboard hands will get you.
So soft.
There was something in my house I was thinking about I need to really work on, but I can't remember what it was. I was just thinking about it. It'll come back to me. I'm pondering.
More disc golf storage?
No, I don't. I got quite a bit of disc golf storage now. It was something in the house that I walked by. I was like, dang it, I really need to finish that. But I can't remember what it was.
Was it the trim?
No, I got good trim projects done. Gosh darn, I'll figure it out. Shoot. I mean, there's endless amounts of projects in your house, for crying out loud.
Are you still searching, Dan? Can you still not find it?
Remember I was whining about the wood prices and everything else? You said Travis went to Mike's.
Yeah. Well, because
I did go to Mike's.
Travis has like no idea that the price of wood has gone up so much.
What were you building for Mike's?
Little Free Library.
Oh, he's getting supplies. It was because because him and his wife went to Mike's and his wife had said how the clerk.
Yeah, we went to Home Depot and we were just kind of looking. And at least three or four people came by, looked at wood, and turned to us and were just like, woof, can you believe these prices? And of course we like nod and smile, but I have no context.
No context for, for it. Can you believe it? Yeah. Did you, like, oh my God. Have you seen the cost of salami? It's crazy. it's crazy. It's crazy these days. So, but Dan, I think this is what a good segue, because you're doing some research over there on your phone. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things we also like to talk about that I think Travis has already done a lot of, because he's a researcher at heart. What are some resources you like to use for upcoming projects? You've referenced on our podcast before TikTok videos that inspired you to do all kinds of crazy business.
I think it depends on if I'm just absorbing information and get inspired. There's a lot of Facebook groups out there that I see other people doing some great woodworking magic with that might inspire me to do things. I just usually just start Googling. I'll get into some usually older woodworking forums. A lot of good info there.
Lumberjocks.
Yeah. And then...
is that a forum? Lumberjocks? Mm-hmm. I like it.
And then, you know, like there's, you know, countless YouTube videos out there. But there's one person I follow from, kind of got me really inspired to do woodworking in the first place.
Is it Chris?
Me.
Well.
Other than Chris.
Yeah. No offense, Chris. But okay. It's Mark Spagnola. And so he's got this whole thing. He's one of the first wood crafters using YouTube. And so he's called the Wood Whisperer. And so you actually find his stuff on Amazon Prime. All his stuff's out there. But then he also has a huge woodworking community on Facebook.
Do you have like instructional, like instructional stuff? Or
yeah. What? So he started off, which is, it's basically like, this is what my project I'm working on. This is how I'm doing it. And this is why I'm doing it. And so it's a lot of good info there. And basically anything you want, he's got some really good content out there. There's a lot of folks that do the similar now. So that's what would be my recommendation.
Okay. Just that's cool.
Check him out. Never heard of him. Just start Googling it. And there's a lot of good, everyone's done this stuff before. Sorry, we're not really creating anything new.
Yeah. I feel like Chris doesn't do any research. So Travis, no. Chris shoots from the hip. So
what happens is I'll start something and I'm like, oh crap, how do I do this? And then I'll go back.
Yeah.
Like I'll get halfway through yeah. something. And it's like,
my darn canoe has got holes in it. How do I fix it?
I get these random texts where it's like, how do I do this? And then I finally get Chris to open up about the context of it. And I found out he's got a new hobby or a new project.
And it's already halfway done.
Yeah. But he's usually asking me one very specific point in there.
Yeah. Like the other day, I asked him how wide I should resaw this walnut into, and he never even responded to me. And I was like, okay, 6 inches, that sounds great. And I just answered my own question.
I had a good answer for you on the sealer stuff, though, the other week.
Yeah, but it...
To see, oh, yeah, you led me to go get sealer that Home Depot didn't even care.
You asked what,
what's the good sealer to get? Oh, Thompson's deck sealer.
I'm at Home Depot right now.
What should I get? Yeah. Oh, by the way, they don't carry that there. It's at Lowe's. Oh, thanks, Dan. Travis, you're a scientist at heart, so I know you're deep in research. Is there anything that you have found useful in doing research?
Yeah, I grew up loving Mythbusters.
Oh,
and so one of the Mythbusters, Adam Savage, has his own YouTube channel now. And one of the things that he does that I really like is he will do tool talks. And so the most recent one I watched, he went into drill bits. And so he'll go through his shop and pull out every kind of drill bit he has. You know, he talked about the pros and cons and what the uses are for all of them. And those are the videos that I kind of really like from him.
It sounds pretty cool.
He did one on, hammers.
Wow. So just kind of goes through and just talks about tools.
He will,
what they're used for, best way to use them, that kind of thing.
He'll take a specific type of tool and show you kind of all the different variations of them and talk about the different uses of them.
Nice. I like that. Yeah. I definitely fit into the camp of kind of like Dan was talking about. I just Google everything. Power Google. Usually half the time it ends up into some random person's blog, I feel like, or a YouTube channel.
You know what I hate about those blogs?
We have to read them.
There's like a recipe. I'm looking up a recipe. I'm like, all right, so how do I make this, whatever? And then it's like 10 pages through to like hear this lady's life story.
And then the recipe's at the bottom. I hate that too. Yeah. Oh, man. I've ran into that. Not so much with the woodworking.
A little bit on the wood. It depends on the wood one. I like, I guess, actual websites, though, like for ideas. Like, I like the Anna White website to kind of get it, to look at it.
Anna White?
Yeah, Anna White. She has tons of stuff. And it's all like broken down, super simple, whatever. how to make stuff. And so like, I'll be like, all right. Cause she has like exactly how many boards it takes to make each thing and what this and that, and like how many screws to use. And so it's like, all right. So I can kind of get an idea. I never follow her plans, but it's like, I'll look at it and be like, oh yeah. It's well, like
you get the general sense of it. Anna White.
Have you, you've looked at her site, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, she has lots of.
And it's just
of
and it's just for like making stuff.
It's just woodworking stuff. Yeah, woodworking stuff. It's just, okay. Her name's Anna White.
Nice, I like it. But, that's sweet.
Yeah, it's definitely handy to. I mean, like I said, I don't ever follow. I just look at it and be like, oh, and then kind of get an idea of the materials I need, and then just go from there.
You get some frame the edges and such, and fill in the gaps.
Constructioner-wise, it together. Little few nails. She used to just
use. Did you say constructionalize it?
Constructionalize it. Oh, okay. Like construction style, put it together.
Like just slap it together. Like build it.
Yeah. I mean,
if you build
in,
it.
In layman's terms.
Gotcha. Build it. In layman's terms, constructionalize. Okay. That's fantastic. Well, hopefully you guys enjoy some of those. I've never heard of a couple of those people, so that's pretty cool. Hopefully the Woody's out there.
Definitely the Mark Spanglinetti guy.
Spanglinetti?
Is that what you said?
Spagnola.
Spagnola. Steve Spagnola, if you're a sports fan, but Mark, his brother.
Mark Spagnola. Yeah, his stuff is like super high.
Famous brother.
Super high end. All his stuff is like super high end, very nice.
It's called fine woodworking.
Super high end, very nice stuff. And Anna White's like, you're the whatever random person that can build this. Go do it. But yeah. So those are they're two very opposite ends of the woodworking spectrum.
And those are your two different styles.
Mm-hmm. I don't like Mark. I think he's boring. Because you have to pay to look. You have to pay to watch his, what does he call it? His guild of.
Yeah, that's a very small amount of his content. The majority of it's on YouTube.
Mm. Oh, nice. Well, hopefully you guys get some resources to look at. I think that'll kind of help you out when you look at this stuff.
And if you need to learn how to build a cutting board.
Talk to Dan
or Mark.
Hit us up on our Facebook page. I
don't like the way Mark builds his cutting board.
Oh,
what does Mark? How does Mark build his cutting boards?
He has a different view on finish than the larger cutting board community.
There's a whole community
controversy.
Dan's tried
cutting
to invite
board
me.
Mafia on Facebook.
Yeah, are you part of the community?
Is that a real thing?
Can I go on there and ask? Can I go?
I think it's called the original cutting board.
Can I go on there and ask if I can put my cutting board in the dishwasher?
Do it. Yeah. You'll just get kicked out of the group. We'll just ban you out of the group.
I'd be like, my guy at Naughty Plank Woodworks told me to put these in the dishwasher.
You should just get one from him and put it in the dishwasher and say, help, how do I fix this?
I like it. I can see Dan over there is kind of sweating. He's nervous because he knows what time it is.
Is it that time already?
Is that time already?
I was still searching for that text message.
Oh, my goodness.
It never happened.
It never happened. I don't know how you can. I don't even want to talk about it again. Just makes me mad.
I mean, there's a shelf and a free library, and then
it's very different.
Maybe it was just one of Chris's loose moments with vocabulary. Maybe you said shelf and you
constructionalize.
I don't think I want to blame Chris on this one.
I will find it,
but let us know when you find it. But it is
posted to the Facebook group.
It is the best time of the morning. Dad jokes with Dan.
Why are there Pop Tarts but not Mom Tarts?
That's a darn good question.
Because of the patriarchy. I got to laugh out of Chris. That counts. All right, Chris.
He smiled. He didn't laugh.
What do you call 100 rabbits walking backwards?
What?
A receding hairline.
I bet our friend Rocky laughed very chortily at that one.
And for Rocky, what do you call a cow who has just given birth? Decaffeinated. Sorry.
Man, you got to deliver. You got to work on your delivery.
Yeah, because I could have laughed at that. You were making fun of me so much last week.
You were
denim.
You were both bad. That would have been
denim.
Good, I think. I think you would have got me.
All right, cut and let's redo.
Okay.
denim.
What do you call a cow who's just given birth? Decaffeinated.
Okay. Hey, stellar job, Dan.
All right. Bonus.
Let's give him a round of applause, guys.
Bonus. But very lame. So we're setting the bar low.
This might get cut.
What music genre are national anthems? Country.
Oh, God. You gave me the hiccups again. Damn it.
All right. That one wasn't bad.
Is that, the sign of a good joke?
I think it is. The hiccups? Give a person the hiccups, yeah.
That's 2 weeks in a row.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. It's got me good. All right. Okay. I'm out.
All right. With that, I appreciate you all listening with your ear holes, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you all.
See ya.
Peace out.